This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How are we doing economically? The government's answer for the July through September quarter is due this morning. Economists figure gross domestic product has slowed a bit from the 2.5% rate in the spring. But we know that standards of living don't necessarily track GDP and that many people can be doing worse even as GDP climbs. From time to time on this program, we look at other ways to think about this. Today, the concept of growth through equity. PolicyLink is a research and advocacy group that says the American economy can't thrive without it. PolicyLink's founder and CEO is Angela Glover Blackwell. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about where this country's going to be in not even 50 years. By 2043, what do we need to know about this country so that the economy has to adapt?
We are rapidly becoming a nation in which the majority will be people of color.
And you're arguing the economy needs to get ready for this ongoing shift.
If this nation wants to have a middle class, be competitive in the global economy, we need to make sure that the people who are going to be the future are ready for the future.
But you want to do it through something called equity. Not equity like a stock, but equity like what?
When I use the term equity, I mean just and fair inclusion. We have been leaving too many people behind, and it's not only hurting them, it's hurting our economy.
So this isn't just a moral argument you're making.
Inequality is bad for growth. The International Monetary Fund did a study of 100 nations, and they found that for every 10% increase in equality, there was a 50% sustained longer period of growth.
But it's a nettlesome problem. It's ingrained. The gap between rich and poor has been growing for many decades. How do you get at it? Education?
We need to make sure that people can get jobs that support their families, education at every level, preschool, through college attendance and careers, and we need to remove the barriers.
Clearly, lots of work to do to remove barriers toward people's success in the United States. A lot of it is discrimination. But if we could get at that, you think this would help the economy?
If we had eliminated racial inequities in 2011, the GDP would have been $1.2 trillion higher. Getting people in jobs that pay family-supporting wages, having people educated so that they can get the best jobs that their abilities will allow them to be able to do, these things allow people to create wealth for the nation.
Angela Glover Blackwell, founder and CEO of PolicyLink, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.